We didn't really set any aims at the start of the season. We just took every game as it came. But I think in the back of my mind, I always thought we was good enough to try and push for promotion or get in the playoffs and stuff. And I think you never know what's going to happen. If we put some results together and stuff and get enough points on the board, we'll be able to do that.
So you're talking playoffs?
Well, I'm talking playoffs. I'm saying you never know. Football's a funny game. So if we just put some runs together, put some games together and some wins and stuff, you never know what can happen. So we'll wait and see.
Because looking at where you are on the table at the moment, are you thinking this isn't going to be one of those Barnet seasons where it's nail-biting on the last day?
Yeah, no, obviously, if you look at it, how many points we're behind at the moment, you wouldn't say that. But as I said, football's a funny game, and I've seen teams put runs together and unbeaten for so many games and stuff and push for it. So no reason why we can't be one of them teams.
It's largely going to be thanks to your home form. Why is it that difference between, you know, playing at home and playing away? And is that something that you're working on?
I think at home, I always say home advantage and stuff. You've got the fans behind you. You know the ground, the pitch and all the rest of it. So, yeah, but I think we're working on our away form and stuff. And the gaffer's been talking about it for the last few weeks. And we went out and gave a good account of ourselves in an away game on Saturday. So we'll build on that.
How is Martin as a manager?
Yeah, he's different to what I've experienced before and in other clubs that I've been at. But I get on well with him. And we've got a good relationship. And I think, yeah, he looks after us in terms of when we need some time off, he gives us time off, and he's very understanding about family things and all the rest of it. So, yeah, I like the way he works.
Is he a manager that you have to kind of work out a little bit, do you think?
Yeah, you couldn't just come in and everything's normal, because it's not normal here. But, I mean, maybe normal for him, but for other players that come in and have had different managers, it's, yeah, as I say, very different, but I enjoy it.
It seems to have worked for him in the past, doesn't it, in terms of inspiring teams. Do you see that in his methods?
Yeah, I can see his motivational stuff and bits and pieces that he does, and it makes sense probably more so to him than anyone else. But I mean, if you like buy into it and stuff, yeah, you can do well with it, and we are at the moment. So
next up is Wimbledon here. They're in fantastic form at the moment, scoring goals for fun as well. I'm guessing that a lot of your preparation is about defending.
Yeah, I mean, we touch on defending every week anyway. But, I mean, for us, we try and worry about what we're going to do. And that's probably what we've been doing more for the last couple of weeks. That's why we've got these good results. And this, the clean sheet, obviously, we've done defending. But as I said, that's every week for us. We try and improve our defensive shape and organisation. So, yeah, we're always working on that.
You think getting something against Wimbledon would be would give you a good idea about maybe what you can achieve this season?
Well, we're at home, so I want to win the game personally, and I think if you ask any of the players, anyone that's starting and involved in the team, they're going to want to get 3 points as well at home. So yeah, I'm not looking to get something out of the game. I want to win the game, but we'll have to manage it and see how it goes on Saturday. As you said, they're in really good form, so we're expecting a tough game.
Now, Barry Fuller is a mate of yours. You've got this academy together, is that right?
Yeah, we've got a football academy down, one centre's in Ashford, then we've got another one in Ebbsfleet as well, which is closer to me. But yeah, we've been really good friends for a few years now. We was at Ginlam together for a few years before we came here, both together again. I see him every week, obviously, because we've got our academy, so it works really well.
And what does that mean when you're playing against each other?
Yeah, it means obviously there's a bit of extra. You want to win a little bit more maybe, and probably gloating rights and that, which he's got at the moment because they beat us away. But yeah, it's nice to play against them as well. A bit of banter as well. Good for the academy and the kids. Some of the kids come up to the AFC Wimbledon game as well and watch the game, which was nice for them. So yeah, it's nice.
We're probably going to ask him about you because we're speaking to him this week as well. Yeah. What do you think he'll say about you, and what would you say about him?
For me, as I said, he's one of my closest mates, so I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but I want to win the game no matter if mates or not. When we go on the pitch, we're against each other and we ain't mates for 90 minutes or 90 plus minutes, so as soon as we come off the pitch, we're best mates again. So that's where I'm at. I want to win the game and yeah, and against him it'd be even better. A bit of down at the academy after and that, it'd be nice to have the glowing rights.
And as far as you here at the Hive and with Barnet, you're enjoying your football, you're planning to stay here for a long time?
Well, I'll have to see. Yeah, it's up to obviously the club as well, and I'm sure we'll be having talks soon because I'm out of contract at the end of the season, so I'm sure we'll sit down and have a chat about that and see what happens moving forward. But yeah, I enjoy it here. I like the club. I'm not too far from home as well, so yeah, it works for me.